It was really interesting and really unique. He chose them not because they work for the biggest publications in the world, which neither one of them do. He chose them because they had similar political sympathies, similar ideas that he had. And in particular with Laura Poitras, he knew that she had been under surveillance herself and that she was probably capable of conducting encrypted communications, which he required. He actually tried to contact Glenn Greenwald initially first. But Greenwald didn't have encrypted communications and didn't really kind of want to get up to speed on that, so just kind of ignored Snowden's requests. And so he went to Poitras, and Poitras, who's been under surveillance, has been stopped at airports more than 40 times, who's working on a film about surveillance, and who is leading a very encrypted kind of life. She was able to offer the encryption and the security that Snowden required in order to be able to disclose the NSA files.